As they got nearer to the trials, Tiffany saw broomsticks in the air heading the same way, and people were travelling in the same direction. They'd reached a proper track now, which dropped down through some woods, came up in a patchwork of little fields, and headed for a tall hedge, from behind which came the sound of a brass band playing a medley of songs from the shows. Although by the sound of it, no two musicians could agree on what song or which show.
"Didn't used to be like this,"
Granny Weatherwax grumbled as they entered a gate.
"When I was a girl, we simply used to meet up in some meadow somewhere by ourselves. But now it has to be a grand day out for all the family."
Then she jerked Tiffany's chin up so that she could look into her eyes. "But look around, eh? You can't move for amulets and wands and whatnot. It'll be bound to keep away, eh?" Tiffany looked. There were sideshows all round the field. Roll a penny, lucky dip, bobbing for piranhas, that sort of thing. And there were witch stalls, thick with things that glittered and tinkled, and which were doing a brisk trade amongst the younger witches. Surely a hiver wouldn't come here. She turned to Granny Weatherwax, who wasn't there. And it's hard to find a witch at the witch trials. That is, it's easy to find a witch. Black hats were scurrying everywhere, but very hard to find the one you're looking for. Especially if you suddenly feel lost and alone and can feel panic starting to open up inside you like a fern. The sun was high now, and more people were pouring in through the gateway. Witches were circling to land, and the field was filling up. The noise was intense. Pushing her way through the throng, Tiffany tried not to think. Tried not to think that she was terrified and alone in this huge crowd, and that up on the hill, invisible, the hiver knew this because a tiny part of it was her. Then she felt the it stir, begin to move.
"A remarkable thing, a hiver," a voice began in her head. "Its hunting pattern mimics that of the common shark."
"I do not want a lecture, Mr. Bustle," Tiffany mumbled, but Simplicity Bustle had never taken much notice of other people when he was alive and wasn't going to begin now, in that once it has selected its prey, it will completely ignore other attractive targets. And she could see something was coming. It moved through the crowd like the wind through a field of grass. You could plot its progress by the people. Some fainted, some ran. Then the shouting started, but it was only interested in Tiffany. Like a shark, she thought, the killer of the sea, where worse things happened. She backed away, panic filling her up. She put her hands into her pockets and touched her lucky stone and string and the piece of chalk.